Tosfos over here mentions a very fascinating position of the Rashbam in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about Shlosha Shenichnesu Levaker Es Hachola Ratzu Kosvin Ratzu Osen Din Shnaim Kosvin Vein Osen Din Vamer Chista Loshan Olbiyo Avol Belayla Filu Shlosha Kosvin Vein Osen Din My Taima Davul Eidim The Ain Aid Nasa Dayan. Says the Rashbam. Nira Be'enai Dedavka Nakat Shenichnesu Levaker. Hilkach Ratzu Ya'idu Ratzu Yu Dayanim. We're talking here about three people that happen to be doing Bikur Cholim. So Mimela, they have the option of being Aidim or Dayanim. Aval Nichnesu Lahayid. Shazimnum Lasham, let's say they were called to be witnesses, so they were intending to witness an event. Veviyam Lashma Kede Lahaid, Harehim Aidim, the Ain Aid Nasa Dayan, Dadami Lenichnasu Valila, the Chashalu Aidim, Lakaman Hoel, Umetchil Ohai Rotin Ladun, the Laila Lav Tchilas Dinhu. So once you intend to be Aidim, and you witness something with that intent, so then you are subsequently invalid to serve as a dayan on that very event. Raya Ladavar from the Gemara in Makos, Dechashiv, Lahu Rav Yossi, Hasan Edim Lifsol Es Hashar, Imroi Mayan Es Hamaisa, Behin Psulim Le'edas. Let's say you have a situation of a number of people witnessing an event. Some of them happen to be Pasul Le'edas, the Chashav La'edosh Nimsa Achim and Karv Apostle, the Tivatal Edos Kulan, Rebbe Palagalei, Va'amar Ma'yasu Shneachin Shiro Be'achat Shahar, Es HaNefesh, Va'minim Merv Rebbe Nami Mode, Dabu Eidin Be'ria Be'alma, in Ba'ulir Oz Kedei Lahayid. The Gemara indicates that when is there a machlokas, when they casually happen to witness an event, so that's where Rebbe said, of course, we won't apply the principle of Karv Apostle Batla Kulan. But if they witness the event with the intention to be a witness, then everyone would agree. Dama Rava, ki aminan lahu lemechzi asisu o lasude asisu. Kolomar, kshibasim liros es amaisa leizidas basem liros o lahaid iam re lasude asinan imzach amen karbo pasol edusim tele viam re lemechzi asinan meyasu shnei achin. And that's the way we paskin. Imtenu lemeidim, says the Rashbam, Shavaleros ma'isiv de lahayid chashvinan la'aid. You have a shame aid just by your intention to be an aid, and therefore that would A, have a nafkamina that it would passel everybody else with respect to the din of nimtzach amein karvo passel. So then the Rashbam says, but there's a ra against me. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Ra'u shlosha v'hem based in Yamdu shnayim V'yoshivu mechavrehem etzel hayachid. So he says, nah, they weren't ban liros, they just happened to see the moon. But if they were intending to witness the moon, then they would be invalid as dayanim. And he quotes a raya from a Chuvas Rashi. Fine. So, according to the Rashbam, we have this fascinating chiddush that even if you're not made, but you're mechavin lahayid, you have a shem aid, and you're subsequently pasul for din. And that's even l'chor according to Ritarfa. So, why would that be? So our Tosfos tells us that this gets to the reason of why is it that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. If you think, for example, that the reason is because of you need Eidos Shatayachol Hazima, so then this reason isn't relevant. It's not. There's no problem of Eidos Shatayachol Hazima. It must be based off of one of the other sources. Specifically, the Rashbam himself tells us a source that it's a gzeiras hakasuv, What's the Gzeres HaKasav? So this is the Rashbam on Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yudalad. It says in the Pasuk, V'amdu Shnei Anashim Lefnei Hashem, and the Gemara in Shavuos Darshind, it's referring to Eidos, right? V'amdu Shnei Anashim is the Eidim, and Lefnei Hashem is referring to the Dayanim. So the Pasuk is teaching me that you need Eidim to be made in front of the Dayanim, as opposed to the Dayanim themselves being, you know, Yoshev Lefnei Dayanim or the like. So the Pshat is that we have these two distinct categories. The Torah itself highlights that there are two categories. You can be an aid or you can be a dayan, but you can't be both. And that is the reason why it's possible. Ah, Baruch Haba.
Sorry, good 5 minutes.
No problem. So we say Karbanot for the first 10 minutes of Shir anyway. So we're talking about why is it that the Gemara says an aid can't be a dayan. You can't be an aid and a dayan at the same time. So the second reason for this is quoted by Tosfos in our sugya, Bava Kama Daf Tzadi, as well as other Rishonim, which is, as we mentioned, Eid Hashiyat Yochel Azima, because they're Eidim and they're Dayanim, so presumably they're not going to be Makabel Hazama on themselves, and therefore it's Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima. Now Tosfos himself has a problem with this, because it's Efshel Lekayim Hazama, you go to a different Beis Din. So here, the Rishonim already asked this question and give an answer. The Mardechai and Sanhedrin, among others, quote the Sar Mikutzi, who explained that since the Eidim don't become Zomimin, Achigmar Hadin Al Pihem, so if it was Nizbarer that they're Eide Sheker, so then they're Pasul Mafraya, right, like Eidim Zomimin. So the Gmar Din was Bidayanim Psulim, in which case there's no Gmar Din. And Memela, you couldn't go to another Beis Din. Right? You couldn't go to another Beis Din. Okay. And he says that true even if you hold Mikanul Abba Unifsal. Ritvan Makos also addresses this issue, the one that we mentioned yesterday. A third possible Makor, also in our Tosos in the name of the Ri, is it's derived from the Pasuk Biyom Hanchilo Esbanav, Biyom Atamapil Nachalos, Biyatamapil Nachalos Balayla, as you see from that Gemara that we just read. In other words, you can't be manchil abanav balayla, and that only makes sense if you say an aid can't be a dayan. And finally, the fourth makor, this is the makor that the Ramban and Bava Basra Kuf Yud Gimel on the base thinks is the ikar makor, is from the pasuk ve'aid achad lo yaneh b'nefesh lamus, that the aidim can't be lo yaneh b'nefesh. In other words, aidim can't have an opinion, can't as to whether to kill the guy or to not kill the person. In other words, their job, the job of the aidim, is to be made and to be quiet, and then leave it to Tayanim to decide what to do with this aidus, and the like. And that would be true even for Dine Mamonos, right? Ramban's lashon is like this: Vikalim Eidak, the Rabban and Afkal Amid Darshin and Hasbun Sanhedrin Beid Lo Yana and Lav Shapilu Lazakos Fuadin Ladine Mamonos the Kol She Eino Kasha Lazakos Bedine Nefashos Eino Kasha Ladine Mamonos Vekra Kulu Kai Vekevan De Eid Eino Ona Klal Memele Eino Nasa Hu Atzmo Dayan. If an aid can't have an opinion, so he certainly can't be a dayan. Sometimes, you know, you're based in, and the aidim start, you know, they live their aidus, and then they start telling you the implications of that aidus. No. That's what this pasuk's saying. Eid lo yane b'nefesh lamos. Okay. Fine. So there's more to talk about it, and there might be differences between these opinions, as we saw from the Rashbam and Bava Basra. And the like. And then there's the differences between the Nefashos and Mamonos. There's an interesting Nemuka Yosef on this Rashi. But I think I'd like to go on to the new Gemara. Good. Starting a new Gemara. Let's see. You got an extra one.
Can I ask a question? What is the point of thinking about this? You know, the cannot be there yet. How about the idea that you also, even like sometimes when you have a ketubah, you have shteirim.
Right.
What is, by the way, the idea is the rabbi by himself.
The Mesader Kiddushin.
Yes.
Ah, the Mesader Kiddushin isn't a Dayan.
Okay, so
no problem. Yeah, he's just runs the ceremony, Mesader Kiddushin, but he's not actually a judge. So I don't think it's a problem if the Mesader Kiddushin is also an aide.
But I think one thing is the Dayan, they had a problem because Mesader Kiddushin by himself should be signing the Ketubah as well. And it was signed or not. I don't know the whole details.
But I think it's okay. Okay, so now we have a new Gemara. The Gemara says like this. V'safar Rabbi Akiva de'ein eid nas adayin. Does Rabbi Akiva really hold an aid can't be a dayan? V'atania v'hika ish esrei ehu v'aveno begrof. Shimon atemani omer ma egrof miyuchad shemasur le'edav le'edim. Af kol shemasur le'edav le'edim. Prat shiyatasa. So let's imagine you have something, one person kills another person with a stone, and now that stone is lost. So you won't be able to try that case and convict the murderer because you need to have it available in court. Just like the fist is available in court, so too the murder weapon, the evidence. You can't bring, you know, the Dayanim did witness this, right? So they're relying on the testimony of the Eidim. The Dayanim don't know where he hit him. Tziper nafsho. It's like when I was a kid, they, you know, there's this thing that if you hit somebody in the right spot, you could kill them, right? If you just knew where that spot was. So that's what the Tzipor Nafsho is. Special spot. Ve'od, harei shedacha v'schavei mirosh agag, o mirosh habira, umeis, based in holchen etzel bira, o bira holachas etzel based in. According to Rabbi Shimon HaTaimani, you'll have to go and witness the building upon which the person was pushed off. That's sort of interesting that that would even help. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says, oh, according to you, Shimon HaTaimani, if that basin would have to go watch the building, fine, and let's say the building wasn't there, you'd have to recreate the building. It's not the same building. But that you could do. Right? So, an important question is, A, what would Shimon HaTaimani respond to these questions? And B, how do Rabbi Akiva understand Shimon HaTaimani? In other words, if you had to see the actual thing to adjudicate upon it, so why would rebuilding it help? Would Shimon HaTaimani agree if there's no other choice? But he exempts you. So we'll return to those questions. But rather, he has a different shita. Ela ma'egrof miyuchad shehu masur le'edim. Av kol shu masur le'edim. Prat l'kshiyatzisa even mitachas yado. Shel maka pater. So what is this? What do we need this drasha for? Rashi says, "Kiloma sheneva miyad v'lo ra'u edim." In other words, Shimon HaTaimani patters you if Reuven throws this stone at Shimon, he kills Shimon. The edim at the time saw this stone; they witnessed that the stone was kedei lahanis. But then, subsequently, the stone was lost, so they couldn't bring it to Beis Din to evaluate. That's when Shimon HaTaimani says you're patter. Rabbi Akiva says you're chayiv. When does Rabbi Akiva say you're potter? If the stone was lost even before they had a chance to look at it. Here too we have a question. Why in the world would you need a drasha for this? Now, it's once we acknowledge that there's a halacha that it has to be kedei lahanis. So safek nefash is laka. How, if the Edom aren't certain whether it was kedei lahanis or not, then of course they have to let him go. We shouldn't need a gzeres hakasav for that. And yet we seem to need a gzeres hakasav. So we have to figure out also, it's another question, what Rabbi Akiva would do with this drasha. Like, why does he need this drasha? Tani miyas. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So then we just deal with our technical point over here. Bechibas ne besin yiko shiodin kam haiko. Haiko besneim eid nazadayin. Sounds like Rabbi Akiva would agree that had the murder taken place in front of the Beis Din, they could adjudicate that case. How could that be? Ein Eid Nasadayin. And the Gemara answers, Ledvarav, Dereb Shimon HaTaymani, Ka'amar V'lei Lo Sirelei. Even L'shitascha, you who might hold that Eid is Nasadayin, even you would agree that you're going to require this. Okay. So let's start off with this machlokas. So let's start off with what does Rabbi Akiva require, right? What does Rabbi Akiva require? Clearly, he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon HaTaymani. Rabbi Shimon HaTaymani says you need the Beis Din to do the Amdana. So what is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? So if you take a look at the Meiri over here, the Meiri writes, or at least indicates, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, you need Beis Din to do the Umdina. It's just that they would do it al pi eidos ha'edim. In other words, let's try to understand what the machlokas is between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTaymani. Shimon HaTaymani, l'chora, holds that what is the role of Beis Din to adjudicate the case? The witnesses are to tell us what happened, but anything that requires din requires the Beis Din. So umdina is part of din. Umdina is, was this stone that's in front of me, was this stone ra'ui lahamis or ain't ra'ui lahamis? That's the job of what? Of Beis Din. So it's based off of this gzeiras hakasef, it's true, but Shimon HaTaymani is basically saying, yeah, so if the Eidim tell you it's ra'ui lahamis, what are the Eidim doing? Din. Eidim tell us what happened. That this stone was used by Reuven to kill Shimon. Once Eidim say, well, this stone was ra'ui lahamis, then they are no longer functioning in their role as Eidim, and instead they're functioning as Dayanim. And that's wrong. So therefore, we have no choice. We have to bring it to Beis Din, and the Dayanim will adjudicate and say, this stone is ra'ui, this stone isn't ra'ui. So that's Shimon HaTaymani's view. Now, what does Rabbi Akiva say? So, Rabbi Akiva could either reject that notion. He could say that Eidim could tell us that this is Roy Lahamis, sort of like expert witnesses. If the Eidim are capable of telling us this is Roy Lahamis, Shnei Eidim, fine, we believe that. We always believe to Eidim. Or no. He agrees to Shimon HaTaymani that you need the Dayanim to figure out whether this is Kidei Lahamis. It's just that you don't actually have to bring the Cheftza to court. The Eidim will say, this stone was a stone that was 5 inches in diameter. And then the Dayanim say, well, any stone that's 5 inches in diameter that's thrown from, on top of a building that's 45 feet high will surely be Kidei Lahamis. There's no reason to bring the stone into Beis Din. So this seems to be a machlokas rishonim. The Meiri tells us that even Rabbi Akiva agrees the Beis Din has to do the umdina. It's just that they could do it al pi eida sa'edim. But surely, you need you need Kidei Lahamis that everybody agrees to. And moreover, he agrees to the fundamental notion that Eidim, that Beis Din has to do the umdina. That isn't the chiddush that Shimon HaTaymani is getting from the pasuk. What's the big chiddush that Shimon HaTaymani is getting from the pasuk from Avon O Agroth? You have to bring it to court. In other words, they must don on it there, which is why Rabbi Akiva says, "Well, if you're right, they should have to go on a field trip and look at the building and ain l'dav herself, right?" Let's read you. I'll read you the lashon. So, in this case, the machlokas between Shimon HaTaymani and Rabbi Akiva is only with respect to this question that you have to bring it to court. But everybody agrees, Beis Din has to do the umdina.
So the Eidim can't say, oh, we know it's
right, exactly.
Dimension.
Exactly. Exactly. In other words, the Edim tell us the information, and the Dayanim Paskin based off of that information. And that's agreed upon by everybody.
Even Shimonite?
Well, no. That's agreed upon that the Dayanim have to Paskin on whether this is Kirei Lamas. The Machlokas between Shimonite Tumani and Rabbi Akiva is whether that has to be done by based in, derived from Evan Agrof, or no, that just like for every other thing, the Edim could describe what happened, and the Dayanim will paskin based off of their testimony. So too over here, the Edim will describe exactly what happened, and the Dayanim will paskin based off of their testimony. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at other Rishonim on this sugya, for example, the Ravid, as well as the Chidushe Talmud HaRashba Veha Rush, they state explicitly that no, the Umdina Desadi is Baina. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Gumdana de Sagi Sagi Rabbi Akiva. Meaning to say, Rabbi Akiva's disagreement with Shimon HaTimani is more fundamental. You could kilo accept expert witnesses. If the Edim tell us that this is Kedei Lahanis, then we'll accept that testimony and we will execute based off of that principle. It's not simply that. Let's say it like this. What exactly does Shimon HaTimani derive from Evono Egrof? Is it Om Vade, even without Evono Egrof, it's Pasha, that the role of Dayanim will be to do the Umdana, whether this is Kedei Lahamis? He just proves that this Umdana has to be done in based in. It can't be based off of the description of the Edim, and Rabbi Akiva denies that. Or no, he doesn't. He learns from Evono Egrof that you need to do, that it's the Dayanim that have to don on the Evono Egrof, right? Otherwise, why would you have to bring it in? Must be that from that pasuk we learn that the Dayanim have to don on it. The Meila Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't hold an Edrasha, he derives something else from Evono Egrof. We'll talk about what he learned from it, but he learned something else from it. So the Meila, what is he going to say? He's going to say, okay, so Pasha, so then don't. Then you could still trust the witnesses. This isn't begeder din. We accept the witnesses when they say such and such happened, and likewise we'll accept the witnesses when they say this was Kedei Lahamis. Right? And then seem to have a very interesting machlokas here about what begeder, what's included in din that the Dayanim have to do and not the Edim. Obviously we know the Dayanim have to reach the verdict, but what about something like this? Yeah.
So two things. A, according to the Meiri, the pasuk of Hika Ishus Yebeven Ovegov is really just a gilui that this is a manifestation of Ein Edna Sedaya.
Ah. So I don't know if you have to say that far, but certainly it's the same type of issue.
And
in other words, right, they're not actually saying chayv or pater, but correct. In other words, and actually that's going to be very important. We're going to get back to that point, I think, in a couple minutes. It's going to be very telling. Mm-hmm. But this is in the parsha of this question, because the sugiv ein eid nasadayin relates to the separate roles of dayanim and eidim, okay? And that also might depend on which of the four gzeiros hakasevs you have for that. And B, in other words, is it, you know, more of a technical point of Eidr Shiachal Azima, or is it a more fundamental point that there have to be two separate types of people? And B, but we'll get back to that, yeah.
And the other thing is, how is that fundamental, meaning, if we're saying there's a problem in them testifying about the Evan O'Egrof, because they're Ki'ilu expressing the din by describing how it's Kedei Lahamis, how is that fundamentally different than them describing details of a case? Like, if they say this person ate chalev, you wouldn't say, well, you told me it was chalev, and, you know, they're chayev for eating it. Like, why is that fundamentally...
Okay, so it's a good question, and we'll talk about that more in just a couple of minutes as well. Uh-huh. What would Shimon HaTimani say back to Rabbi Akiva? Right? What would he say back to Rabbi Akiva? About what did he say this halacha? So it's a good question, and we need to We'll get back to that. Is the answer what Shimon Shimani answered to the Kippur's questions? Yeah, in a Hanami, or would he say something else? But let's first talk about the drasha of Rabbi Akiva, which we said first. So what is Rabbi Akiva learning from this pasuk? So right, he tells us that if Reuven throws a stone at Shimon, the stone gets lost, and now we don't really know whether it's Kedei Lahamis or not. So we're going to talk to Reuven. So the obvious question about this is: so why would you need a pasuk for this stuff? If we don't know that it's Kedei Lahamis, and you're potter if it's not Kedei Lahamis. So it's Pasha your potter. So it has to be that Lule the Xeris HaKasav, we would have presumed that it was Kedei Lahamis. And this would have been a reasonable presumption. Kamash Malan, it's not. Well, why would that be? So the answer presumably is that if Reuven killed Shimon with a stone, Minastam, we're going to assume that the stone was Kedei Lahamis, right? What is the more likely scenario? Reuven throws a stone at Shimon, Shimon dies. The stone was Kedei Lahamis, or the stone was Sheinu Kedei Lahamis, and it's a fluke. So the more reasonable presumption is that it was Kedei Lahamis. So the Havamina was very interesting, which is that, of course, you need Kedei Lahamis, and if you knew it wasn't Kedei Lahamis Avada, you would potter him. But you could presume. Azinon Barasar Chazakos. In all matters, we follow Chazakos, even to kill, right? Like the Gemara that proves Ruba de Lassa Kaman gives the examples of Haragasa Trefa and the like, right? Just like we assume, you know, that when Reuven kills Shimon, both Reuven and Shimon, neither of them were Trefos. So we could also assume that if a stone killed somebody, that it was Kedei Lahamis. If we know otherwise, of course, we would potter you. And that's the Chiddush. So the Chiddush is that, no, you have to verify this and not rely on a chazaka. Is it dafka in this case you have to verify? Or is this a reflection of the general principle that in Dine Nefashos you have to verify everything that's verifiable and not rely on chazaka? This is an interesting question. But that's the Xeris HaKasav. There's an interesting Ravid that we'll get back to the Rambam in just a moment because it relates to our sugya as well. But the Ravid also seems to assume that this chazaka is true. The Rambam writes again. We'll get back to the Rambam in a moment. This is in Chovel Mazik Aleph Yud Ches on our halacha. But Shem Shomdin Lemisakach Omdin Lenzakin Lenezikin Ketzad. So you need Amida for both. Hare Shehika Chaver Betzrakatan Shein Bo Kedei Lahazek. Oh, Bekisim Shal Eight. Right, you hit somebody I touch you with a feather and I break your arm. So you're Potter. Shenemar Bevan Obeg Rof Davar Roy Lahazek. Aval Chayev Hu Boshes Bovadik. We'll talk about later why Boshes is different. Lefikach Tzorecham Ha'edim Leida. So Edom have to know, and we bring it to Beis Din, and we look at it. Well, what about if it's lost? I throw a stone at Chaim, and I break Chaim's arm, and now the stone is lost. So we're stuck a little bit, because the first glance Rambam sounds like he's passing like Shimon HaTaimani, right? You have to bring the stone to Beis Din. Now, according to Shimon HaTaimani, if you lost the stone, what's going to be the din? You're potter. But says the Rambam, the Avad HaChefetz, the Amar HaChovel, lo haya bo kedei lahazik, the Kmo Onesani, okay, that's going to also be very important, that the Ptur is Alts Ones, the Nechbal Omer haya bo lahazik, Yishava Nechbal v'yitol Kmo Shizbar. It's a very interesting halacha, Nishba v'noto, and the Rambam says Kmo Shizbar. Rambam elsewhere explains that this is a kenas of sorts. The Ravid here writes, that's very nice, right before Tisha B'Av, we have a case where Shalom al Yisrael, the Ravid agrees, Amar from Yafa Amar. Rambam is right. Uma b'makom she'ena edim yodim im chaval b'baal bayis o chaval hu b'atzmo amno nishba b'notel l'fi she'en derech she'ich v'al adim b'atzmo. The halacha is, let's say, two people go into a room, Reuven and Shimon, and they're both in very fine shape. And then they leave that room, and Shimon has a black eye and a broken arm. And Shimon says, Reuven beat me up. Edom didn't actually see him beat him up. So the halacha is nishba v'noto. That's the Rambam. Also, that's Kemosh Yisbar. That's the knas. But the Ravid says, v'hol chanachar chazakos. Kan shirohu ha'edim shechavol bo. Ve'en derech evan ketan halacha v'alagadola. Kazos lo kol shekein shei. Zenem an b'shvuaso. Just like over there, why is it that Reuven and Shimon enter the room? Reuven leaves all beat up, and we're going to be Machayev Shimon because we're going to assume that Reuven didn't like punch himself in the eye and break his own arm. It's reasonable to assume that it was actually the other guy that did it. So too, if we don't have that stone, so then we'll follow Chazakos, at least in conjunction with the Shvua to say Nishba Benota. So, it's not total Shalom HaYishol, right? Because the Ravid is actually disagreeing with the Rambam. He's agreeing with his Psak, but he's giving a different din. The Ravid, it sounds like that, right? He thinks it's maybe Mikra Adin, because Azlinam Acher Achazakos, it's not a Takana Knas. We'll get back to that a little later. That's L'chor why he's Masig, because the Rambam's reason is incorrect, or at least not complete. But one way or the other, you see here, Toch HaDvarim, that the Ravid holds, and this is clear again in Hilchos Chovah L'Mazik Dalet Hei Halacha Dalet, that the Rambam holds, that the Ravid holds, that this idea that if somebody is damaged with a stone, if he's killed with a stone, well, presume it's Kedei L'Hamis. If he is, arm is broken with a stone, we'll assume it's Kedei to break an arm. It's strong enough to break an arm. That's what the Ravid holds. So that's the pshat, then, in the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Without the gzeres hakasav of Evan Egrof, I would think that this is a chazaka which could be followed, and kamash malan, that it's not. Okay. By Momenus, we're going to say chazakos of this sort, nishba v'notel. The Ravid says, but by Nefashos, you know, there's a custom going to Rabbi Akiva to say that we don't kill you. Well, in Mamonis, and this is Nefashos in the case of the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTimani. What the Ravid is saying is that Mamonos, it's a chazaka enough to be Nishba Venota. But at least, we have to figure out if we pass on Rabbi Akiva or Shimon HaTimani, but at least according to Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk is telling me that in the realm of Nefashos, we can't rely on this chazaka. So Mimela, the guy will get off scot-free.
This is the moment, it's not the low yom mitzvah.
Ah, so that's an interesting point. Okay, it's a good point. So you're saying it's a good point, which is maybe this Ravid is assuming like Shimon HaTimani. If you assume that this drasha was stated both by Mamonos and Nefashos, so then he's rejecting Rabbi Akiva. Now it's difficult to say that he holds like Rabbi Akiva saying you wouldn't need a shvua, and because of the drasha you need a shvua. No, that the way the Ravid is reading it, that this is Mikra Adin, sounds like the Ravid's holding like Shimon HaTimani. Okay, let's keep that in mind. In other words, is this evidence that the Ravid holds like Shimon HaTimani as well? Now, that's Taka, not a problem, because remember, he's sort of commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to paskin like Shimon HaTimani, right? He said over there you have to bring it to court. The Rambam said, yeah, but, you know, because of a Takana, if you didn't bring it to court, if it was lost, well, we'll be Misake Nishba Venoto, right? The Rambam writes, that's a special Knas Kansu Chachamim, that both in the case of people that beat each other up, right? In Chovel Mazik Hei Dalet, he writes, Knas Kansu Chachamim, Le'elu Ashotim Bali Zroa, Sheyia, Hanech Bal Neman, Venishba, Benikitas Chayfetz, Shezeh Chaval Bo, Chaval Zeh, Venotam Ashroilov, Hushi Yehesham Edim. Right, so that case where the two people enter the room, there's Edim that the Reuven and Shimon entered the room, there's Edim that they both entered Chalim, and there's Edim that Shimon left all beat up. So there's this Kanash Shekansu Chachamim that Shimon will have to pay Reuven. If, sorry, Reuven off to pay Shimon if he takes a shvur b'nikitas chayfetz. And likewise, that's the same takana, the same kanas that the Rambam holds by if the stone that Reuven used to throw at Shimon was lost. But, so Rambam is passing on Shimon HaTimani with Pashtas, and Rambam is also agreeing to Shimon HaTimani, and therefore what you're saying is it's Mestaber that therefore we don't hold it this drasha that Rabbi Akiva makes. It's just that the Ravid holds that, even according to Shimon HaTimani, that at least by Dine Mamonos, there's this principle of a whole thing, Basar Chazakos, Lahotzi Mamon. Right? And that might be because he doesn't hold it the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, good. So let's keep that in mind. We'll see if we have evidence of that. But let's actually, before we could analyze that, let's go back to that first step in that equation is, does the Rambam actually paskin like Shimon HaTimani? So that's a good question. First of all, sort of interesting, you wouldn't expect us to paskin like Shimon HaTimani. Usually in a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, you'd expect to paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But we just read the Rambam, who seems to paskin explicitly like Shimon HaTimani. He quotes his drasha. He doesn't quote the drasha exactly, he just quotes up an egg roof. But he does say, "Lefikach tzrichim ha'edim leida b'meh hezek." They have to know what was the weapon used for nezek. U'mevina chefet shehezek bo lebeistin. They bring it to Beistin. Ad she'omdin oso v'danin alav. And then we're done on it, right? And even like we said, it sounds like what we said. The pshat and Shimon HaTimani is the danin alav, right? The dayanim are going to dan on it. So it sounds like he paskins like Shimon HaTimani. Now, interesting question, why would he do that? Shouldn't we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? One possible reason is because of the Gemara, probably you didn't get there yet, but on Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara does seem to be so same like Shimon HaTimani to some degree. That's what the Lecha Mishnah writes, is what motivated the Rambam to paskin like Shimon HaTimani. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. Except, again, that he held to this knas. That Lecha Mishnah, by the way, is in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perkut Aleph Halacha Ches. And that's because the Gemara later on brings a raya from Shimon HaTimani by Umdina. Now, what's a little strange is like this. The Iker machlokas between Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Akiva, at least, you know, where they actually argue, seems to be about murder, right? That's what it seems to be when we read that raisa. Haresha dochef es chaveiro me rosh agag, o me rosh habira, o meis. So, it's significant, as you pointed out, we've quoted Pasuk, Evan Oeg Rof, but the application, the actual machlokas that's being described in this braisa, in the source of the machlokas of Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Akiva, does seem to be a murder case, right? It does seem to be a murder case. So, if you paskid like Shimon HaTimani in a murder, then in Hilchos Nezikin, so surely you would expect to paskin like Shimon HaTimani by murder. So, we would expect that there would be a nice little letter on Daf Tzadi Mebeis to the Ein Mishpat telling us somewhere in Hilchos Rotzeach where the Rambam paskins like Shimon HaTimani. The problem is that that no such letter exists. And maybe if people with a fancy Osra Hadar Gemara, they have a letter, I don't know. But at least there is no letter, and that's because there is no Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach where he's paskining like either Shimon HaTimani or Rabbi Akiva, actually. But certainly we would expect there to be a halacha like Shimon HaTimani. The Rambam in Par Gimel and Par Dalet, if Hilchos Rotzeach, mostly Par Gimel, you know, deals at length with all the halachos of Umdina and those dinim. We surely apply, you know, paskin that you need Umdina. You have to know that the murder weapon was capable of murder. But the Rambam doesn't say anything about Umdina based in Hilchos Rotzeach, or that if the murder weapon was lost, the guy's off the hook, even though the witnesses see it.
Why are we taking that line? Because of that one line of Nafal Min HaGag, we think that therefore it's talking about the Iker or Tzicha?
Yeah.
Because of his comment back to Shemai Tamani?
Mm-hmm. At the very least.
It's not Shemai Tamani that gets it. It's always on Rekiva's response to Shemai Tamani that you get that somewhere in Foshos.
That's true, maybe. But it is, I mean, it is quite, it's very hard to imagine that they're totally talking past each other. Rashi also assumes it, no? Rashi also assumes it. So, that's the question. That's the question. Where is this Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach? So, the Chazon Ish suggests that actually the Rambam must pass him like Rabbi Akiva. That's otherwise it should pass him Shimon HaTemani. And what he's saying then in the halacha that we saw, well, l'chatchila, you should bring the chayfetz to Beis Din to see if it's kedei lahazik. Right? Otherwise, because the other guy is saying I was anasani, so we'll ask the edim. Well, danim al piha edim, if you can't bring it in, right? And if you can, you can. That's the pshat in this Rambam. This is very, very difficult reading the Rambam. Because, again, let's look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, he doesn't just say that, again, we're in Chovel Umazik Aleph Yod Ches. He doesn't just say, oh, l'chatchila, you should bring it in. But he says like this, you have to bring it in. And if you can't bring it in, right, l'fikach u'mevien ha'chefet she'hezek lo l'beistin, ad she'omden oso, v'danin alav, v'mavad ha'chefetz, v'amar ha'chovel lo hayabo k'dei l'hazek, so then, nishba v'noto. So, if you really held like Rabbi Akiva, it should say, if avad ha'chefet, then we ask the edim, was it k'dei l'hazek? Right? And then if you want to say, v'im ha'edim einam yodim, so then you could be nishba v'noto. But that's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that you bring it to Beis Din, and if it's not lost, if it's lost, you can't bring it to Beis Din, so then nishba v'noto. Right? Sounds pretty clearly, he's explicitly accepting the view of Shimon HaTimani. And therefore, Mikar Adin, if it's lost, the guy's off the hook. Even presumably if the Edim know whether it was Kedei L'Hazik or not. Right? The Rambam didn't say anything about asking the Edim whether it was Kedei L'Hazik. Because we need Danim Alav. The Edim have to know that this was the weapon used. Right? In other words, until the Dayanim could only be Danim Alav if they know this is the weapon used. If the gun is in court, and the Edim say, this is the gun that was used. Now the Dayanim can say, is this gun Kedei L'Hazik or Kedei L'Hamis? But how do we know this is the right gun that we need the witnesses for? But then we need the Dayanim to be done alone, right? And that's why the Rambam says, if we can't bring it to court, we don't ask the Edim. What do? Nishma v'noto, right? The Rambam, I think, is clearly holding that it must be that we fully accept Shimon HaTimani. And Stamazay, otherwise it's a little strange, like, where's he getting this from? Fine. So we paskin like Shimon HaTimani. So then the gasha is, so what happened to Chos Ritzicha? So here's what I was thinking. Maybe the pshat is that he fully paskins like Shimon HaTimani. But in the lachos of Ritzicha, where there would be a nafkamina, we can't let this go because of a different halach. Let's imagine there's a situation that Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Akiva are describing, whereby Reuven killed Shimon. The witnesses say he used a stone that was Kedei L'Hamis. they tell us exactly what it was like. But, you know, it was 5 inches in diameter, and he threw it from on the top of a 10-story building, and it hit straight on his head. Pasha. Right? Oh, Shimon HaTzibani says, no, it's Pater. Evan Agrof, we need to bring it here. So, we can't. Why? V'yar Torah Mikirbecha. Where have I been making up friendships? Who says I could make a pasuk? So it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says like this: Sanhedrin ayin chasmei. Ha-horeg es ha-trefa. Potter. Trefa shaharag bifnei beistin. Chayv shalo bifnei beistin potter. So trefa that kills. So we have a problem. Why? Because it's eidr shiata yachal azima. But trefa shaharag bifnei beistin. What's the din? Chayav dechsev. Uviyata ramik yirbecha. Now, what's the big problem with this? Yeah! Says the Ritva, Mako, Stafiyot Beis Mar Aleph, a number of other Rishonim as well. I'll give you the Ritva. It says like this, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Minayin Shesh Sanhedrin, Shemar Be'achachar Gassad Nefesh, Shein Memisen Oso, Ad Shi Amod Be'beistin, Shenem Ad Amdo, Lefnei Ha'idah Le'mishpat, Vilsik Rabbi Akiva, Kedeksiv Nebedech Tekhwiti, Took it to Kashale, Midikamin and Perakanis Rafin, Trefashar, Shalom, Bifne Basin, Potter, the Havi Lade, Shetty Halazima, Bifne Basin, Chashanem of Yatra, Mikirbecha. The Hainu, Lathi, Shadan in Oso, Haim, Atzmandari Asan, Shalom, Eda Sacheros, the Lomrin and Hassam, the Asya, Deloik Rebbe Akiva, Mashmasam Dasa, Dasam, Divrea Kolhi, Vilchza. It's very schwer to imagine that whole Gemara is just as lowly of Vilchza. So maybe you'll say, yeah, see, from here you don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva, but we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. So how can you explain that? Aval yeshlomar nishani hasav sheyef shel adonu b'fnei eda acheres. Hilkach dainu lehu la inu mishum v'yar tavah. It says, kuvu, I need the pasuk of v'yar tavah mikir becha. What's the pasuk of v'yar tavah mikir becha teaching me? That we can't ignore murder. When Beis Din sees a murder, they have to adjudicate and execute the rotzeach. And even though Ein Eid Nasadayan, and this should normally be possible, no, V'yartam Mikirbecha, we have to do it. We have to do it. In other words, even though normally, if we put it the way the Ritva is saying, we have to have these separate roles of Eidim and Dayana, we can't mix. When that would result in a murderer going free, then we say that V'yartara Mikirbecha trumps this general obligation of having separate Edim and Dayanim. And therefore, Treif Ashar Bifnei Beis Din, we kill him. Even though in that case we can't don B'tayras Edus, we have no choice but to don B'tayras Lotech Migdol Miriam. In Canaan Dramelu, maybe that's the same thing. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas by Ritzicha between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTemani? Right? The case is where the stone was lost, can't bring it before Beis Din, but the Eidim tell us that Reuven killed Shimon with this stone, and this stone was Gedei L'Hamis, like we said, 5 inches, 10 floors. So we're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, we can't actually execute Reuven. Why? Because you, Edim, are not able to tell us that this stone was Kedei L'Hamis. That's our job, right? We're the Dayanim. We're the ones who are supposed to do this, not you. Sorry. You could go home scot-free. Murder walks away. No! V'yatara Mikir Mecha tells us that we can't do that. Now, this actually is, that's the point that sort of Yoni brought up just a couple minutes ago, right? In other words, that this requirement of Shimon HaTemani of Beis Din doing the Umdana is essentially very similar to the principle of Ein Eid Nasadayin, that we need the Dayanim to be doing the Umdana and not the Eidim. So when it comes to Ritzicha, the Rambam doesn't pass in the Salacha, because effectively there's not really enough Kamina between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Akiva, not because Shimon B'Makar they might have had a machlokas, right? But because we paskin like the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we will automatically kill the murderer, even though that would require us to violate these normal rules. Mashem king. So therefore, where's the only place that he paskins like Shimon HaTimani and Dinei Malonos? And even in Dinei Malonos, as the Rambam says, there we have no klal necessarily of Yatra Mekir Becha, and maybe that's even why specifically Chazal made this special knas that we're not going to let him get away with it either. And in Dinei Malonos, we have a different solution, which is Nishba Vinota. Oh. Now, how would, going back to the actual machlokas between Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Akiva, how would Shimon HaTimani answer the questions of Rabbi Akiva? So, yeah.
I mean, it would seem a little interesting then, because wouldn't the Rambam be passing the low command? Like, no one holds like that.
That's not a problem. He's paskening like Shimon HaTimani, Benogiel Machlokas with Rabbi Akiva, but he's also paskening like Rava, who says that Uviyarat Aram Nekir Becha tells us to supersede, to not let away a murderer get away with murder based off of the inability, our general rule, not allowing us to blend Edus and Dayanus. I don't think. So how would Rabbi Akiva how would Shimon HaTimani respond to the tainos that Rabbi Akiva makes? So what are the kashas of Rabbi Akiva? What is he getting at in these questions? So l'chora, what he's getting at is that you need to bring the Evan O'Egrov Ladunalov, like we said. We can't rely on what the Edim say. Right, we, just like the Agroth is here in front of us in Basin, so too the Evan needs to be here as well. So, says Rabbi Akiva, so we should also have to down in the building, right? We should also have to down in the building. Let's go to the building and see what it was. And even though the witnesses tell us he pushed, Reuven pushed Shimon off of the roof of a 97-story building, but Rabbi Akiva says to Shimon HaTimani, you who hold that you need to bring the murder weapon, even when it's clear, presumably it's Kedei Lahamis, the Edom tell us it's Kedei Lahamis, the Edom describes something that's Kedei Lahamis, and still you say, no, you got to bring it to Beis Din, so too. In this case, where he pushed him off of the building, that's 97 floors tall, Beis Din has to, run a field trip and say, okay, we see this building, we're paskening, this is Kedei Lahamis. And if they demolish that building, they'll rebuild 97 floors. Now, why is it that you could rebuild it? You could say maybe, Shimon HaTimani agrees if there's no other option, but I think the more pashup shot is that ladun alav, so as long as the witnesses could say that he pushed him off of a building exactly like this, so then the Edim, the Dayanim, could don on that building. Perhaps that's why he would agree, that if the building was rebuilt, that would be good enough. You just have to actually rebuild the building because we need them to don on it. Now, what does... what would Shimon HaTimani say back? So the Chazon Ish says that maybe Shimon HaTimani only said his halacha with the actual weapon, right? Evan O'Egrov. Now, Rabbi Akiva, so therefore what? He wouldn't agree that you have to go to the building, and certainly you wouldn't have to rebuild the building, right? Now, there's clearly some limitations, like you said, right? So Evan O'Egrov says Dafka, the Evan O'Egrov, the weapon. Now, Rabbi Akiva might say, well, we should look at it more broadly. That should include the building, that should include the places of the punch, right? He punched him over here and not over here, and this many times, it's this hard. What would Shimon HaTimani say back? He'd say, no, Evan O'Egrov, I only, it's Exeris HaKasov, that it's only the murder weapon or the weapon used to cause the nezek, and therefore I don't think you have to rebuild the building. Now again, that's sort of an interesting question. How do you look at the building, right? When he's pushed off of the roof of the building, what's the do you see the building as a murder weapon? No, maybe the building is not a murder weapon. That is, the murder weapon was the guy's fists, or whatever, his hands that he used to push him off the building. So, again, I think what the Chazon Ish says is something along these lines, that's exactly their debate. In other words, Shimon HaTimani is saying it makes sense to look at Evan or Egrof narrowly, not just Evan or Egrof, it could be anything, but the actual weapon. And Rabbi Akiva is saying if that's true, then it should be, it shouldn't be limited to the wedding, not wedding, the weapon. And the question is, how far do you take that? Fine, there's more to say in this, but let's read on. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbana, Shor Tam Shemis Vehezik, Danin Oso, Dinem Nefashos, Vein Danin Oso, Dinem Amanos. Muad Shehemis Vehizik Danino Sodine Mamanos Vichosvin Dano Sodine Nefashos. You should do Mamanos first. Kadmu Vidanu Dine Nefashos. So the Beis Din messed up and they did Nefashos first. Ein Chosvin Dano Sodine Mamanos. So it's too late. The person who was damaged by this shore loses out. Why? That's not very fair. Why can't we go ahead and just do Dine Mamanos after we did Dine Nefashos? Amar Rava, Ashkach Tinal Rabban and Debeirev, Diyasik Kamri, Hamani Rishim Natimani. Damar, my egrof biuchad shemaser leidem leidem, alma ba'ina an umdina, dechidina, debedina, vaha, kevan de gemar, dina, liktala, lo mashinan le, umdina, debedina, velo maninan ladine. So the answer is very simple, that if we now have an obligation to give skila on the shore, right? Can we wait? Can we just say, well, we're going to have to delay a little bit so we could do dine mamonos? No, you can't. Why? There's a principle of inui hadin. Inui hadin means you can't delay. Now, it's sort of interesting because inui hadin usually said about human people, humans, that you can't delay, and that's because of the haftar reyecha kamocha. So why is it that we're applying it to animals, right? There's no it's a tzav ba'lechayim, but there's no v'hafta le'shorcha kamocha. So the answer presumably is kamisas ha'bailam kach misas ha'shor. Where did we saw somebody that said that? Who said that?
The
Ravid.
The
Yosef Engel. Okay, the Ravid also says it?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean? What is it like? What's the sfar behind that?
Well, that another sugya. I didn't see it in the Ravid. Okay, I have to find it. Good. But anyway, so that's the answer. What's the Svara? The Svara is, so that's a different sugya, which halachos we learn out, which ones we don't. And actually, we'll see in a moment, probably not today, I suppose, but we'll see maybe on Monday, do we accept this halacha? The Rambam doesn't seem to accept it. What does that tell us? So, we'll get back to that question. Bamina Luana, afield him Rabbi Akiva, Achma Eskinan, Kegon Shebarach. Enochanami, according to Rabbi Akiva, if the guy was here, we would first do Dine Nefashos, then we would do Dine Mamanus. I mean, but yeah, it's still probably Dine Mamanus should be first, but if we messed up, we did Dine Nefashos first, we do Dine Mamanus. Ivarach Kilo, Danu, Dine Nefashos, Hechi Dainina, Dine Mamanus, below Bailam. How could that be? We're not allowed to ever adjudicate a case without the Baal Din being there. And Chavim Ladin Lefanav. The Kabbal Sadi Uvarach. And apparently, we only need the Baalim to be there for Kabbal Seidas. Sov Sov Mech Mishtalim. Okay, if the Baalim ran away, where are you going to get the money from? Miridia. In other words, you're going to go ahead and, you know, the animal will work, and we'll get money from that. Okay? It's interesting. What about Israna? I'll have to get back to that also. Right? You know, we know Shurshness calls Israna. How could we benefit from it even after it's Chayiv Misa? Yachi Tam Nidani Dini Mamanus Beresha Vinishtalim Meiridia Vahadur Nidane Dine Nefasha. So then we have an option for Dine Mamanus as well, Tam as well. Right? Amarav Mari Bre de Rav Kahana. So Sumeris Ridia Aliyah Dimarahu. So there's a principle. One of the differences between Shur Tam and Shur Muad is Shur Tam is only Mishtal Megufo. Shur Muad is Mishtal Min Aliyah. What does that mean? I mean, Shur Tam, which pays Chatzi Nazak, that money comes from the guf, from the shur. But the Baalim never have to pay out of pocket. I mean, they might choose to pay out of pocket, but it's fundamentally coming from the guf of the shur. So how do we look at Radiyah? You could have looked at Radiyah in one of two ways. Maybe you could have said that that's coming from the shur. Or we say, no, that's coming from the Aliyah, that's considered Aliyah. So that's what the Gemara is saying, this is considered Aliyah. So we'll get back to some of these points. I'd like to, there's a lot here. We don't have time to do the whole thing, but let's just start with a point from the very beginning of the Gemara. And that's this Kasha, very straightforward question. Straightforward, assuming you know a lot of different sources. That the Ktzos asks, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, and the like. So the Ktzos you have over, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger here you have on the side of the page in the Gilyon HaShas. He says this is a Tzarech Iyun Gadol, no answer. What's the basis of his question? And basically, three Gemaras that if you put them, one of them ours, that if you put them all together, they don't stim. So the first Gemara is the Gemara in Krisos, Daf Chav Dalet. It says over there, Shura Niskal, Shehuz Mu'edav, Kolakodin Bo, Zacha Bo, Mishum Daf Kori Afkir Lei. What does that mean? My Shur is... two witnesses say that my shur is killed somebody. Good. So now it's a shur haniska. Right? What's alach shur haniska? It's asarana. So do I have any need for this shur? It's worthless to me. So I'm mafkir it. Whether I need to actually mafkir it or it sounds like from the simple reading of the Gemara, presumably I'm mafkir it. We're going to assume I'm mafkir it. It's garnished. I have no need for it. I'm mafkir. And therefore, what happened was like this. It was a shura niskal. I was mafgirit. Then the edim were nimtzu zomimin. So it's not a shura niskal anymore. But I was already mafgirit. So kol hakodim bo zacha bo. If you chap it, min ahefgir, it's yours. Okay? That's one gemara. What we need for that gemara is the following yedia, which is an assumption that people are always mafgir their shura haniskals. Right? And that's pretty clear from that Gemara. Good? That's source number one. Source number two is a Gemara in Bava Kamma in the first parak, Daf Yud Gimel. And it says over there that a shur that damages, that's no longer owned by the owners are potter. Right? The Gemara over there says like this. If a shur gourd, and then the owners were mafkir that shur, right? So, on my shur, gores fill, and before gemar din of that case, I mafkir my shur. So the halacha is on potter.
Even in muad?
Yeah, on potter. Why? It has to be under the same ownership. To be Mishchayv the Bailam, to be Mishali. So, I'm Potter. Good. If I was Makdash, it also, same thing. Now, why is that relevant? So what about in our case? In our case, what happened was, we first did Dine Nefashos on the shore, right? We said, the Beis Din said, the shore is Chayav Misa. And now, what happens is that I'm afgirit, presumably. That's what the Gemara Krisa says. Okay, so I'm afgirit. So then the Gemara says, let's do Dine Mamonis at this point. And the Gemara says basically you could do dine mamonos except for if you hold like Shimon HaTemani and the technical problem or the other answer. But fundamentally, the Gemara assumes there should be no problem with doing dine mamonos at this point. 1 second. Am I the owner of my shur? Certainly not. I was mafkir it. I'm not the owner of the shur. Am I chayav dine mamonos? Certainly not. So, but our Gemara says you're chayav. Certainly. Tzarchi and gadol. That's the kasha. So the Ktzais writes that his brother asked him this question, and he had an answer. And the answer is a tremendous answer. Tremendous answer. Mamish and Einfeld. This is like this. I have a question. Am I allowed to, am I capable, halachically, of being mafkir or something that's aser behana? Answer is no. And the Gemara Psachim, at least one can make the case from the Gemara Psachim that you can't be mafkir isurei hana. That might be one of the reasons why you can't do bitul chametz once Pesach starts, right? You have to make sure. Somebody once called me erev Pesach, like an hour before Yantif. They told me I left chametz in my dorm room. So I was like, did you sell your chametz? Nope. Did you do bitul chametz in the morning? Nope. It's like, oh my gosh. That was quite an issue. Anyway, but and he like had his dorm room full of Cheerios. What?
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Yeah, yeah. Why? That is
yeah, yeah.
Not allowed in there to give it to your own doorbell.
Right, that's Stam Yainam is possibly Asamana, right? But anyway, here was the problem because he couldn't be masquerade at this point. He couldn't do Betel Chametz at this point because it's already this Zman Isser. Right, even if so, could he get to his dorm room and burn it? I think he was in Rochester or something. He lived in Morgue. Plus, like you know, try getting through YU security after the building's officially closed. Anyway, we assume that John Brown could get his stuff, but so, if anybody else can. Okay, so anyway, the point is, Rashi likewise says in Bava Kama Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, "Shura Niskal Mishenigmar Dino Machlo Eno Machar Hekdesho Eno Muktash." Why? Why is Hekdesho Eno Muktash? To Lav Rishuse Kailak Dushe. So just like you can't be Machdesh it, you can't be Mafgirit, right? Ah. So that's very, very lovely. So how does that help us? It very much helps us. Why? Because if I can't be Mafgir, something that's aser behana, so that means in this case we're scot-free. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that after the Beis Din Paskins Chayv Misa, so it's aser behana. If it's aser behana, can I be mafkirit? No. So Memela is very pasha to understand why I should be Chayv and then Azikin. Ah, you're going to tell me 1 second, what about that Gevaldik Gemara Krisos that said the other way, right? That if you're mafkirit, and that, so the answer is very simple. Over there, what happened? It was Nimtzu Eidim Zomnin. So was it really Aser Bana? No. So my Hefker is Chau. So my Meila called Chonim Azachaba. Unbelievable. Now, what's the linchpin of this Ktzos? The linchpin of this Ktzos is the following very important idea. That even though a person is limited in what they could do with things that are aser bahana, it belongs to the owner, right? And therefore, you're chayiv for the nezikin on my animal, even after it comes aser bahana, because it still belongs to me. Now, is that true? Is it true that you own things that are aser bahana?
What about the chametz on Pesach?
So you're bringing a raya to me against the Ktzais, right? Because the only reason why I'm over and by Rabbi Mas is a sal chashuk ilu bershusa. So maybe we'll return to that question. Great question. But he says, I have a raya from a Rashban Sukkah. It's not a Rashban Sukkah. There is no Rashban Sukkah. It's a Ritvan Sukkah. But the Chidusha Ritvan Sukkah were for a long time assumed to be Rashbas. So what does the Ritvan Sukkah say? The Ritvan Sukkah is talking about the following sugya. The Gemara over there talks about an the psul of a chametz, of an esrog shel arla. So why is it pasul? So the Gemara gives two different reasons. One reason is because ein bo heter achila, and the other reason is because it has no din mamon, shein rishai lemachram. So what? So the Ravid says that the pshat is because it's aser b'hana, right? Arla is aser b'hana, and therefore it's not yours, and therefore it's possible because lachem l'kachtam lachem, you need to own your esrog, and if it's aser b'hana, it's not lachem. So the Ritva says, this is the Ritva in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Ritva in Sukkah says, Lo ne'irash de'chuvas b'davar. Chadad im kein, lo nifsili ala b'yom rishon. Vilu tana pasuk v'tani lo shna b'yom rishon, v'lo shna b'yom sheni. Esrog shalala should be pasul aleph sukkahs, but if you're going to say like the Ravid that it's only al tzlachem, it's only psul on yom rishon, we know you can borrow an esrog on yanta sheni. V'su d'chal shehu shalal v'ein bo l'achirim v'shos v'schos l'chem karina lei. Just because it's our law, it's also b'ana, doesn't mean it's not l'chem. Avad it's mine. V'anachal, the time we show to our law hu min ha'misrafin v'chususe mechta shiura. The same reason that the Gemara actually gave for Avodah Zarah, why lulav shal Avodah Zarah shal Asher is a problem, so too is actually for Arla as well. And therefore it's possible all the 7 days and the like. Fine. What do you see Toch Dvarav though? The Ritva takes for granted that something that's Asher B'ana is considered Lachem. It's yours. It's yours. It's Lachem. Ah. So if that's true, so now our Gemara makes perfect sense. Right? What does our Gemara say? If my shur is Asher B'ana, I can't be mafkir it. Because like the Gemara says, once something is aser b'ana, I don't have enough bilas, it's in a reshusi, I can't be makdish, I can't sell it. Doesn't mean it's not mine, though. I don't have the ability to be mafkirit. But surely it is mine. It's lachem. If it's lachem, so then memela, if it damages, I'm going to be chayef. That is the shita of the Ritva. And therefore, says the Ktzais, if you learn like the Ritva, everything is amazing. Now, what about if you don't hold like the Ritva? So then it's a little more complicated. But it could be, and this is an idea that you already see in Ketzos, and there's a Tshuvas Beis Halevi about this and the like, that you actually could solve the problem even if you hold like the Ravid, depending on how you understand the Ravid. But even, you could argue that even according to the Ravid, Yisurei Ana is not Kefker Mamish. Ravid might say it's not Lachem, right? It's not Bershuso, but maybe there's not even Gzela, because there's no Shavius, but it's not Mamish Kehefker, right? Maybe it would be something along the lines of Yeyush, and the famous distinction that the Nesivos makes between Yeyush and Hefker, the Ktzos actually makes that same distinction over here as well. The distinction being Hefker is totally not in my Rishos, it's not mine, it is no Shaychus to me. Yeyush is that I give up on it, so therefore somebody else wants to take it, they could keep it, but it's still mine until they take it. Maybe the pshat is that shur haniskal is like yeyush. It's not like hefker, mamish. And therefore it's still enough yours to be chayev for nezikin. Happens to be, interestingly enough, that the Rashba in the Nedarim Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Tyler pointed out quotes from the Ravid. All right, we're out of time. Anyway, it's an interesting question whether the Ketzos holds of this or both of this or the like, but that's going to be the basic answer to this question. The Yesod that Hefker, you can't be Mafker something once it's Aser B'Hana, but something that's Aser B'Hana is enough yours to be Chayev in Nezikin, but not enough yours to be able to be Mafker. Certainly that makes sense for the Ritva, maybe even for the Ravid. Okay, there's more to say on this, but we'll pick up Be'ezras Hashem on Monday. Everybody should have a very good Shabbos and a meaningful Tisha B'Av.